My name is Andy Erickson. I'm a student at your university, and sometimes I'm not very proud to be a student at this university because of this, not the forum, but the reason we have to have this forum. If I knew what I knew now about racism at this university, I probably would have taken my money elsewhere. I guess I got a little heated right before we took the lunch break. I saw a tour group of parents of prospective students, I think that's who they were. I told them not to bring their kids here because the board doesn't care about the Native American community. Excuse me. You've shown time and time again that you don't care. That's why there was a Native American woman crying here, right where I'm standing earlier today. She said she couldn't come to this university because she felt that it was too racist. It wasn't honor that made her cry. It was racism. And I'm not saying it's blatant racism. I'm not saying that you're directly telling her that she's subhuman or that she doesn't, her people are inferior or anything like that. But that's what you imply every time you let the chief prance around on the football field and every time you tell Native American organizations that you don't want to hear what they have to say. I know that the chief isn't supposed to be offensive, but it is. I know that the chief's supporters don't see anything wrong with it, but they're not the ones being mocked every time the chief prances around on our football field. Every major Native American organization has denounced our mascot. Doesn't that bother you? I know it bothers them. It bothers them that we're so unwilling, that this university is so unwilling to discontinue this mockery of their culture. It makes them cry. Is this honor? The University of Illinois, which claims to be so advanced, is behind the times socially. There is no reason why it is more important to keep this mascot than it is to end the humiliation we are causing an entire race of people. I know that the university has continually denied that the chief is racist in any way, and you can deny it as much as you want, but the university mascot is still causing pain to the Native American community, and it's real pain, and it's the pain of racism. And the pain of racism is a lot more piercing than the pain that will be felt from losing the chief. I understand the supporters' positions, though it may not seem like it. My father went to school here. My grandfather went to school here. My mother went to school here. They all love the chief. And I'm sure that if my grandfather heard what I'm saying right now, he would be very upset with me. And I don't like that. But I know that his pain would go away. The pain of racism never goes away. It does not go away. And the mascot is racist because the Native American community feels it. They know it's racist, and other people do too. And you need to do the right thing. I know you've heard that a bunch, but I think you know what it is. So we're going to keep coming back until either you do the right thing or someone is sitting in those chairs who has enough compassion to understand that there is no place for racism at the University of Illinois. So I just want to say one more time, I challenge you to find one good reason why it's more important to keep this mascot than it is to end the real humiliation, not honor, that we are causing an entire race of people. Thank you for letting